And let's pray. Lord, we come to this time to make much of you, to remember your cross, to celebrate what you accomplished there. Please help us, lead us, guide us to remember and to celebrate. And Jesus, it is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. And we'll be picking up in verse 33. Justice. What is justice? A very simple definition of justice is rendering to everyone that which is their due. Rendering to everyone that which is their due. And we are a people, the society we live in, that finds satisfaction in seeing justice rightly administered. When the guilty are rightly punished for their crimes. And we hate injustice. We hate it when the truly guilty are not punished accordingly, or when they get off on a legal technicality. And we hate it when the truly innocent is found guilty and punished. Human justice can get it wrong, and it does all the time. But God is just, and he perfectly renders to everyone what is their due. And he never gets it wrong. Please follow along as I read in Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 33. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. And the people stood by looking on, and even the rulers were sneering at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up to him, offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Now there was also an inscription above him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him and saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourselves and us." But the other answered and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." We see in verse 41 that human justice is rightly being administered as the two criminals are receiving what they deserve. "Indeed, we are suffering justly," the one criminal confesses, "for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds." And right in between the two criminals was the greatest injustice to have ever occurred. The injustice that put the Son of God, the Messiah, on the cross. Jesus was punished as a criminal, and he was executed for the crimes of being the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of the Jews. A little bit before this passage, Pilate, acting as a Roman judge, said three times that he found no guilt in Jesus. The criminal in verse 41 says that Jesus had done nothing wrong. And Jesus' own executioner in verse 47 said that certainly this man was innocent, righteous. From many different human perspectives, what was going on there was unjust. An innocent man was being executed. Why? Because something else was going on. Divine justice was being carried out. As we said before, God is just. He is the standard for justice. And his justice demands that there is no sin that does not or will not receive the punishment that is due. That means that every sin that is committed by every person will receive punishment. And that means no one deserves to go to heaven. God would be just to send every person to hell. But God, in his mercy, provided a way to still be just and yet save sinners. He sent a substitute. He sent one to take the place of sinners and to receive the punishment that they were going to receive and should have received. That substitute would have to be innocent and perfect, and that substitute was Jesus Christ. He is the substitute for everyone that trusts and believes in him. Everyone's sin will be punished one of two ways, either by suffering under the wrath of God in hell forever, or by Jesus' suffering under the wrath of God at the cross. If you're here today and you would say that you're not a follower of Christ, and you haven't repented of your sins, you haven't turned from your sins and turned to Christ, then we ask that we simply just pass the elements by. This is a time for those that truly believe to celebrate in their Savior. However, I want you to consider the fact that your sins will be punished one of two ways. And I beg you, flee from the wrath to come. That is an objective truth. And flee to Christ. Talk to me or any one of the elders, or talk to the person who came with you. Do not leave without considering those things, because you don't know how long you have left on this earth. If you're here today and you are a follower of Christ, but you are in some unrepentant sin, confess that right now. Confess that to the Lord. Turn from that sin and partake with us. Believer, you and I are criminals. We have rebelled against the King. We have sinned against God, and we rightly deserve to suffer under his wrath forever. Every one of your and my sins deserves wrath. And believer, every one of your sins has already received wrath. The penalty that your sins deserve has already been poured out. It was poured out on the innocent one, and divine justice was satisfied at the cross for your sins. As you take the bread and the cup, remember your Savior. Remember the innocent one. The one that willingly received what he did not deserve, so that you would not receive what you do deserve. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.